Time to talk some Oregon hoops. Off the blowout win in the Civil War, they're in town this week for the Cougs tomorrow night. Huskies Sunday, now 13th in the AP poll, top 5 in the RPI. The stretch run is upon us. We welcome in Coach Kevin McKenna. Coach, how you doing?
Doing fine. Yourself?
Great. I appreciate you taking the time, as always. Let's get to the first half Saturday. Right out of the gate, you saw Gary Payton in foul trouble. Some of the OSU players started getting some whistles. And you guys capitalized, hit 13 of 14 from the line in the first half. How important was it to take advantage of their foul issues by turning them into points and building that big lead?
Well, I thought from the start we wanted to be the aggressive team, and I thought we were that. You know, I thought they were that aggressive team the first time we played them. And, excuse me, we kind of turned the tables, and they did get a couple guys in foul trouble, and we took full advantage.
Yeah, when you and I talked after the Oregon State game, you mentioned the attitude, the energy, the atmosphere at Gill Coliseum. And I was at the game and on Saturday, and there was a sense that not only just you guys, but the crowd itself were just really intent on kind of reversing that trend.
Yeah, we had a great crowd, great turnout, awesome atmosphere, and our guys fed off of it. There's no question. We got energized from it and made some good plays, and the crowd reacted, and it really gave us a good lift for sure.
Now, at a certain point Saturday in my game notes, I jotted down extra pass from that early fast break where Brooks dished for Cook, and then there was at least three or four other times where it looked like your guys were at the rim, but they gave it up for dunks. So as a staff, how pleased were you with just the incredibly unselfish nature your guys played with that night?
Really good ball movement. I remember a couple possessions where we got the ball to five sides of the floor, which is, you know, you'd like to get it at least, you know, two or three sides of the floor. But we were getting it to five sides, six sides on a couple possessions, and that's really hard to guard for a defense. You make the defense shift like that, and you make the extra pass, you play unselfish. That was the key offensively for us, for sure, no question.
Dylan Brooks, another good all-around game, but the third time this year he got, I guess you could say, flagged for taunting, and obviously you want the guys to play with passion and be physical. So how do you address this and emphasize, you know, in a blowout like that, maybe it could get lost in the mix, but down the road, you got to be really careful with that stuff.
Yeah, you really do, and we've talked to Dylan a lot about it, and Dylan's very similar to, I hate to say it, but I was like that as a player too. I was very emotional and got charged up and excited about stuff. So I have a hard time telling Dylan to settle down. Coach is doing a really good job of it. Dylan's done better, but he still lets his emotions and his energy go in the wrong direction sometimes, and that can cost us. And it cost us there. It cost us earlier for sure, the Colorado game when he got one. And it's also a personal foul, and that got him out of that game. So we need him out there. We need his energy. We need that emotion, but we got to have it going in the right direction all the time. And Dylan just needs to be careful. All our guys need to be careful with that stuff.
So are you saying that you have to be careful how you bring that up, because they might break out a YouTube video of you with L.A. or the Nets?
Yeah, pot calling the kettle black for sure. But, you know, this time of year we talk about it too with our guys. You know, the officials are getting tired. They're tired of hearing it. You know, they don't want to hear anything from anybody, and good or bad against the other team. So you just got to be careful what you say and what you do.
Tyler Dorsey had an unbelievable game, and he'd kind of been struggling with his shot the last six or seven games. But then he went 9 of 16, hit over 40% from downtown. Was he forcing or not taking quality shots, or was it just maybe your basic shooting slumped that he worked through? Because he just looked more confident in his shot on Saturday.
He's been working on a shot, and you know, there's a combination of things. You can add it all up, and maybe, you know, there's a reason why he hadn't had, you know, some good games. And you know, teams are coming after him a little bit. He is a freshman. He might be hitting the proverbial freshman wall, and you know, just you know, sometimes guys just get into slumps. There's a lot of different things that can go into it, but I will say this: Tyler's putting the time in, getting extra shots in. And, you know, it paid off for him the other night for sure.
Oh, yeah, he was terrific. A couple more items to hit on with Coach Kevin McKenna. We were talking on this show about Casey Benson yesterday, and you look at his stat line, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, hit a couple of threes, and again, 32 minutes, no turnovers. He handles the ball so much. So beyond the stat sheet, be it breaking pressure or just resetting the offense, what kind of a stabilizing influence has he kind of grown into providing for this team?
Well, he's been a good stabilizer for us and a guy Coach Altman can really count on and our guys can count on to move the ball, get us in position, get us into our stuff quickly. And, you know, Casey doesn't have the blazing quickness and speed that Joe had, but he has a good feel for our offense. He doesn't turn it over. Again, we had less than 10 turnovers in the Oregon State game. I think we ended up with 8. And when you don't turn it over and you give yourselves a chance and you get the ball to the right spots, you're going to get some good quality shots, and that's what Casey does for us.
All right, final thought with Washington State coming to town in a bit of a free fall. You know, the last 3 games haven't even been close. Obviously, you know, Coach Kent would love to pull the upset. So what's been the message this week? You know, forget records, keep the eye of the Tiger, and, you know, letting the guys know that you can't just mail it in this conference.
No, you can't. And they're a big lineup, and they've had some, you know, they haven't had much success winning, but they've been close in some games and almost beat Colorado on the road. And, you know, they did take us down last year at their place, and they're very capable, and they've been close, but, you know, they've got nothing to lose, and we've got a lot to lose. So we've got to come out with the same energy and emotion and aggressiveness that we had against Oregon State and some of the other games we played. Otherwise, you know, we're not going to like the result.
All right, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, your Pac-12 leaders getting down to the final 4 regular season games. Always appreciate your time, Coach McKenna. Thanks for checking in. And okay. Best of luck this week against the Cougs and Dogs.
All right, thanks. My pleasure.
All right, take it easy.